Whole Woman's Health v. Hellerstedt was the Supreme Court's first major decision in 24 years to clarify the constitutional right to abortion. The last occurred in 1992 in Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania v. Casey. 19 years before that, Roe v. Wade had found a constitutional right to abortion and outlined when states could regulate that right and for what purposes. The court said that states, if they wished, could regulate abortion during the second trimester for women's health. In the third, they could ban abortion if there was an exception to protect women's lives and health. No regulation was permitted during the first trimester because, the court argued, the state's interest in women's health and in potential life had not yet become compelling, a legal term of art. Term of art or not, the court saying fetal life wasn't compelling until viability enraged millions, and many states simply rejected the notion that they couldn't regulate at all until the second trimester. So states regulated, and did so from the outset of pregnancy. And the lawsuits began. Abortion cases started reaching the court every few years. But by 1992, it was a very different court, and as the bench changed, more regulations were being upheld. This couldn't go on forever. The court would either need to uphold Roe v. Wade or overturn it. But Justice Sandra Day O'Connor had a solution. Casey replaced the rigid trimester framework with a more flexible standard, one that allowed states to regulate, for whatever interest, right from the outset of pregnancy. The new standard asked only whether the regulation put an undue burden on the abortion right. No one knew what an undue burden meant, and Casey itself wasn't much help. But the new standard slowed the onslaught of litigation. In the ensuing 24 years, states have used the ambiguity of the undue burden standard, and abortion regulations have proliferated. But eventually this increase created a similar situation. The court needed to decide whether the undue burden standard had teeth or not. The reality is that if Roe v. Wade were ever overturned, Vermont probably wouldn't feel many aftershocks, since there are almost no restrictions on the abortion right here. But perhaps Vermonters can provide leadership while the debate continues by focusing on women's health, sex education, access to affordable contraception, and assistance for those in abusive relationships, so we can reduce the number of abortions by reducing the need, something I think we can all agree on.